whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
A special welcome to our Rock Antenna community. I'm here with Cullen and Daniel from Sipiri. Nice to have you guys.
Hello, and thanks for having us.
So how are things going at the moment?
They are going swimmingly. We are almost done with the tour. We have the show today, and we have one more show after this, and we finally get to go back to the States to continue on with another tour.
Yeah, the South crowd.
So we're a little tired. We're a little tired this morning, but we're good.
Yeah, I see. So you formed your band in 2019, and you had your first single was a real hit. So now your tour is almost sold out, I think. So how does that feel for you?
It definitely feels like the vision of what I wanted to accomplish has been come to fruition, I guess you say, but there's still a lot more work to be done.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you have big plans, but you already toured with Papa Roach, with Falling in Reverse. So
yeah, no, it's kind of, yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy, you know.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about that on the way up here, just like where we're headed, like the goals we have, what, for the future and everything. So yeah, it's like we've done it, but we're not stopping. Like we're just going to keep moving forward and growing, so.
Yeah, that's great. So you just released your debut album, which is crazy that you already have like sold out tours and everything. So Afterglow, and I think if so, it sounds to me like it's about trauma, self-doubt, hope, betrayal, and big emotions. What inspired you to write that?
A lot of shared experiences, but experiences that we find to be relatable. It's not that it's always about like super personal. It's just more so what we think would be, it is personal, but it's not personal.
Yeah, it's like a collective experience between all of us.
That
can be relatable to not only us, but like to the fans too. So,
okay. So how would you describe your album in your own words?
A roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
A roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
Short and yeah, on point, I would say. So are there any funny or unusual stories that happened during the making of your album?
During the making of the album? There's so many.
Every day is a different experience and or story, and is how we get the best work done. It would be easier to answer the question if it was like, are there any days where it was serious and like something like, you know,
his point,
those days,
everybody was kind of like,
yeah, because every day is just like a funny story or something silly going on. Or that's how we get our writing done. That's how we get the best songs done, is every day is just nothing serious where you don't take anything serious.
Yeah, it's so like,
it's very childish,
goofy.
It's very childish in the studio.
But do you have a highlight story that you like best?
Let's see. Making for the Paolo is always fun.
We love Paolo.
Yeah, we love Paolo.
And making fun. I don't know. We just pick on each other all the time, like in a playful way.
He couldn't tell you. Could not tell you. It's like, it's just too many to, it'd be like the equivalent of, I don't know.
So like so how long did we write the album? It was like over a year. So this is like thinking back a whole year's worth of time.
Where every day
that happened like a year ago.
Like every day is like we're laughing uncontrollably. So it's just like, I don't know. Could not tell you. Could not tell you. We're just a fun group of guys that like, you know, we just live in the moment. We like to have fun and, you know, every day is just a fun experience. Every day is a memorable experience, but we can't remember experiences.
Like, did it happen? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds great. So you have a lot of fun together, which brings me kind of to my next question, because you aren't existing for that long. So, and you already had a change in your band lineup. How does that come?
Some people just don't make the cut. some people just don't make the cut. It just started off with some people, and some people just don't last. There's no bad blood or anything like that. But I think when coming up with the concept and the idea of what the band would be, certain people fit the vision and wanted to grow with the vision better than others. Okay. So,
yeah, that makes sense. So your brothers, yes, there's a band, right? So yes. How is it to work with siblings for you, for the whole band?
I love it. I mean, we're it's funny because we're all four of us are kind of like brothers in a way, and like take on like roles of like that. So, but touring with my brother is always great because there's a little piece of home on the road. And also we like can pick on each other. I know he's still my brother, so he's just got to take it.
Yeah, touring with siblings is not very difficult at all. You know, some people would think that, like, oh, I don't know, but Daniel and Ben are not the typical siblings.
We have great relationships.
They don't argue. None of us argue with each other. But I do not see them ever like bickering or arguing or like this or that, or it's just we all get in the tour bus and we all just kind of do our
thing.
As you say, I mean, like, they're all like in so many ways like just a completion of each other's personality.
That's so true.
Like, yeah, Daniel is the more, you know, hey guys, you know, let's, and I'm like bounced off the wall, but then whenever he's like bounced off the wall, I'm like, hey guys, let's focus. And then you got Paolo and Ben, and they're just like they're what's the word I'm looking for?
Like, it all like completes each other. Whereas Ben is like,
for
what's the word?
Yeah, what am I looking for? How about,
I don't know. Light up. Well, Ben is like super calm, so when we're all just like, dude, like, yes, like what's going on? Ben's like, it's all right. He's kind of like Danny. It's all right. And then Paolo has like this really cool, like, artistic vision that he can like put for. I don't know. There's like so many different strengths,
and then we rotate.
Then we rotate, and it all just kind of like works together in like the coolest way. And then we just like do something, and the finished product is what it is. And it's I don't know. We all work together really well.
Yeah, great. Yeah, if we talk about your products and your songs, is there a song that means the most to you personally?
You know, it changes. Just, I think that's what's so cool about the album, is because there's so many different, like, songs that mean certain things, and, like, it depends on like where you're at in life. Like, you could, one day you may wake up and you're like, dude, I'm pissed at somebody. Like, I'm listening to Threes and like, I relate to that song. And then another day there might be like, oh man, like I really miss so-and-so. And then like Afterglow's your song, or, you know, like whatever. So it really just depends on the mood. I would say today, I'm in more of an Afterglow mood. Yeah.
Well, then, what is it going to come?
Probably static, because I'm feeling like...
It's always static.
Yeah, yeah. There's not much going on up here right now. I'm just here. I'm hanging.
So, your song, Words Are Worthless, is a song that we play a lot in our radio station. So, for me, it sounds like the perfect breakup song. But what was your intention, actually?
But actually, it's not a breakup song. It's not. It is a song that is about, you know, so how can I explain it? You ever just kind of chase after somebody for a long time and like you're trying to help bring them out of something and you can't? So it's pretty much in the music video, a lot of people don't realize, but the storyline is, if you've watched the music video, is by technicality, it's kind of like a funeral in a way, because I'm technically dead. That's why at the end, whenever I walk behind the tree, I turn into a light, because the person that you were trying to save, not every love story ends with a happy ending. So sometimes you can't save everybody. So the song says, if I could keep you from falling to pieces, I'd be saving myself in the process. Well, if you can't keep that person from falling to pieces, sometimes they're not there anymore. So if I couldn't save them, I can't save myself. So if they're not here, I'm not here. So it's definitely not a breakup song. It's more like a I'll do anything I can to save you song. Yeah.
That's a nice song. I actually loved the whole album. So, and you have also the song Static, which is one of your biggest hits, I feel like, because on Instagram it's like big. So it expresses feelings of inner overload and psychological stress, if I see that right. Why did you choose to do that song like that?
Well, we were thrown into
stress.
This lifestyle and growth in a very fast manner. So going from me always having me time and my peace and all those things to a lifestyle of go, 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 which I'm used to in a lot of different ways. It's just a lot, you know, and this is no complaint. It's just a lot of people. We were always like personable people, so people always want to talk to us, but everybody wants to talk to us all the time. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I am super grateful and I love it. And I want people to talk to us. It's just, there's a lot. So it's a lot of static. It's just a lot of noise. And it's just a lot of like,
yep.
Hey, you know, so it's just kind of like, it's a different
light adjustment.
It's an adjustment. So, that's what that song is.
Yeah.
Is written about. Is just kind of adjusting to the different lifestyle that we were not used to.
And I think a lot of people can relate it just to their lives in general. Everybody's got a million things going on. So like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So you have a lot of things going on. We already talked about that you are touring or have toured with Falling in Reverse and so on. So did you learn something from these bands? Kind of.
Yes. I mean, as far as like, I'll say from, because this is the most recent Papa Roach tour, like those guys are some of the most like genuine, personable guys we've met. Like it kind of shows you like no matter how big you get, like just be yourself, which is what we do. But I mean, it's really cool to like meet people that you've always listened to their music growing up or whatever, meet them in person and they're great. Like, and yeah, so I would say that's something.
Yeah, I think that the first two tours for me were the most important and impactful, which were Shinedown and Set It Off.
Yeah.
And Shinedown, you know, showed how far you can get, and as he says, still be yourself, but yep, the professionalism behind it, not that any other band didn't have professionalism, but it's just a bigger scale of it.
There's like a standard
type. Yeah, there's like a set standard. So Shinedown was big for that, but then Set It Off was big to me because it showed how fun and how important it is to have a connection with your fan base and just being, not that any other band doesn't have a connection, but it's just different with them. And they showed us, you know, like they hung out with us. We did this, we did that. And, you know, so each band has always been super kind to us. But I think that my two favorite tours have been Shinedown and Set It Off, for sure.
Okay, so when you talk about your fan base, what is important to you too?
Connectivity. Connectivity.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So when you are on tour, did you develop any rituals before you go on stage together or individual?
You just kind of wake up.
It's kind of funny because last night before the show, I sort of thought about that because I was like, Ben kind of does this thing where he's warming up on like a little practice kit. Paolo's usually like vocal warm up. I'm doing vocal warm up. I'm like stretching. And I look over at Cullen and he's literally, we're probably 30 minutes to show and he's literally just asleep. That's his rich of it. That literally happened last night. I was just looking at you like, I don't know how you do that.
I just wake up and I'm just like, like even then, like before we got to, like came here, like I woke up and they're like, yeah, we got this interview. I was like, what time we got to leave? They're like 1 o'clock. And I look at it, it's like 12:30. I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's do it. Yeah, I'm gone. I work better spontaneous, you know. I wake up typically like maybe 10, 15 minutes before VIP. And then I'll go back to sleep after VIP. So I wake up and, hey, how you doing? And
it's crazy.
So we're glad that you made it here.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you want to like to get out of your chest? And you want to say on your own boat?
To get off my chest. Yeah, I got something to say. Yeah, I need you.
Say. Yeah, you don't really grind my gears. Make sure to sponsor, you know, like this is brought to you by Spetsy. Not Spetsy, but it should be. Go check out Spetsy.
Bitte Spetsy.
Okay, Greg. So thank you for your time and for the interview, because I think you have to go to sleep right before the show. So thank you guys and have a great show.
Of course. Thank you so much. And we'll see you there.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.